I have some very special friends with me today. It's the Austin family. We have Kaylee, who is 18. She just turned 18, like she just had a birthday, at least when this was recorded. Dylan is 15, and he is actually one of the podcast editors for our podcast, which is super, super wonderful. I couldn't do it without him. And Elijah is 12, and their mom is joining us, Miss Amy. And so I wanted to talk with them today because they are very intentional to share Jesus with those around them. And I think it is so important for families, for kids, for everyone to know that, you know, you don't have to go to another country. You don't have to be able to preach to a big audience. You don't have to have lots of money. You can be a missionary right where you are. Your own home, your own neighborhood, your own community. So we are going to find out from the Austin family some different ways that they have found to share Jesus. So I don't know who wants to go first, but if you guys maybe just share with us some things that you've done, and then we'll find out what your favorite thing has been. So what are some things you've done to share Jesus around you?
So some of the things we have done are using glow track packs with a glow track and a little card to be an encouragement. We've also made care packages for elderly people or for students who are away from home. We've also made blessing bags for homeless people with food or with toiletries. We also like to use birthdays to be a blessing to others, as well as baking for other people. Those are just some of the ways that we have found to share Jesus.
Yeah, that is a lot of ways. That's amazing. So let's see. Let's start with Dylan. Dylan, what's been your favorite way to share Jesus? Like, what have you done? And why has that been your favorite thing?
So one of my favorite ways to share Jesus is by giving people what we call glow track packs. And these glow track packs generally have a glow track, a little card with a tagline, and some small treat. Uh-huh. And we have so many different ones for different occasions that say different things. But one of my favorites says, "Thank you for your commitment to serving your community." And it has a little mint inside.
Whoa, so you've taken that word, like commitment, and then...
Yeah, like a little pun.
Yeah, that's so cool.
And then when you want to say thank you to someone in your community, like, you know, a cashier if you're checking out at the grocery store, or your mailman, or your piano teacher, or just anyone who does something for you, you can say thank you and you can give it to them. Everyone loves to be appreciated, but none of us do it enough.
That is so true. You know, a lot of times I'm like, oh, it would be so neat to give something to somebody. If, you know, like the cashier, I was at Walmart the other day and they just seemed like they were not having a good day. Like, I don't even think they said one word to me the entire, and it was just like, oh, that poor person. Like they're kind of like a machine almost. And so what a neat idea to make up a little glow tract and to give it to them, and a mint. I mean, who doesn't love mints? I love mints. Yeah. And so you're able to do that. Wow. That is really cool. So Elijah, can you share with us something that you really like to do? What's something that you like to do to share Jesus?
One of my favorite things is every Christmas morning, we go around to the small businesses around our town and we basically share things with them. Like one time we did apple cider packs or muffins and that have a card attached to them.
Yeah.
And we sing Christmas carols.
How neat.
It's just awesome to see their faces. They're all really happy.
Yeah. Have you ever had like somebody cry?
Uh-huh. We're just basically thanking them for work in our community on Christmas.
Yeah, that's hard because Christmas is known as such a family day where everyone, you know, is together with family. And here these people, they're having to work so that, you know, the gas stations can be open or whatever. And that can be really hard. That is so neat, and that it really touches people's lives. Wow. So Kaylee, do you have a favorite outreach project that you've done?
You know, it's hard to choose a favorite out of so many, but I think one of my favorites is probably the way we have chosen to celebrate birthdays. You know, many times birthdays are about me, 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 and getting gifts and celebrating me.
Yeah.
But, you know, it can be a lot more fun when you turn it around and focus it on others. One time I remember for one of my birthdays when I was younger, we celebrated it with an animal shelter. And instead of asking my friends to bring gifts for myself, we asked them to bring gifts for the animal shelter. Mm-hmm. So like food or bedding or toys or whatever the animal shelter there said they needed. And it was so fun. We actually even got to play with the cats and dogs.
No way.
And it was such a blessing to the animal shelter.
Yeah.
And I totally did not miss the gifts. So yeah. It was fun to be a blessing to them as well as, you know, have fun myself.
Wow. That is so neat to look for ways to use your birthday to be a blessing to others. So Dylan, like, how does it make you feel when you are able to have these experiences and to share Jesus with others and to see or hear people's reactions?
It really just makes me feel, like, happy inside, because when people are, like, you know, sometimes your job is fun, but, like, it can get old. It can get tired, especially right. When people don't appreciate you for what you're doing. And, you know, like, we all like to get appreciated, but most of us just don't do it that much, and we just don't get appreciated that much. So when you just say thank you and you, like, give them this little treat, it just makes their day. Like, you know, they're just grinning. They're happy. They're like, oh, thank you. Thank you for thinking of me. Thank you for giving this to me. Thank you for thanking me. They just appreciate it that someone appreciates what they're doing, really.
Right. And then does it make you want to do it more?
Yeah, it does, because you can see how much it means to them, and you're like, wow, just this little act, and it makes me happy, it makes them happy, and I can do this.
That is so neat. So Elijah or Kaylee, how does it make you guys feel when you see people's reactions, or is there a specific reaction that stands out to you in your in all the giving that you've done? Is there something that stands out to you?
I think it really makes me just want to keep doing it more and more, because it's so awesome to see all the reactions.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's addicting, right? It's like you do it once and then you're like, oh, I want to do that again, and I want to do that again, and you see that that happiness.
You know, their joy and appreciation for what you did is just contagious. And, you know, it's exciting to me to be able to give something. You know, I didn't spend a ton of money on it. I'm not, you know, spending hours of my day, but it's a little act of kindness or appreciation or whatever it is I'm sharing with them makes them so happy. Mm-hmm. And it's just contagious, and it makes me happy for the rest of the day. And just seeing people's reactions to it is so fun. The different people crying, people, you know, hugging you, asking, like Elijah shared, singing with people on Christmas morning. People ask us to sing songs again or to sing more songs.
Yeah.
Or just, like I said, their joy is just contagious, and it just makes your day.
Yeah, that is so neat. You guys have really shared and done a lot to share with those around you, those in your community. So let's talk to your mom. Amy, why is it important to you as a mom to help your kids to share Jesus? And how does it make you feel when you hear their stories like today?
Well, you know, ever since my kids were little, this has just been a huge desire of my heart. And I just have always felt like the more that we share Jesus, the more that we give, the more that we serve, the more we love and reach out to others, then the more love for Jesus grows in our hearts. And, you know, we are born of very selfish people. And so the more we learn to give and serve others and live outside of ourselves, you know, we learn to live for God and others instead of finding joy in living for ourselves. And so as I, you know, probably the biggest reward of all of this is seeing my kids come up with things that they can do on their own. I don't have to come up with all the ideas anymore.
Yeah.
Kaylee just spent a whole summer canvassing. This was her second summer doing it. And just the joy she finds in doing that, and the joy that they all find in doing just the little projects that we have. It's just, it's very, very fulfilling as a parent. And it doesn't mean we're perfect. It doesn't mean, you know, that this is the key to salvation. It just means that this really does a work on our own hearts as we learn to serve others and serve Jesus.
Yeah. So what advice would you give to moms out there to encourage them?
Well, my advice would probably be just to be intentional about developing a lifestyle of service. You know, don't wait for the church programs or the school programs, but you can start small. It doesn't have to be anything big. You know, adopt a grandparent, rake leaves for somebody, shovel snow. I remember when my kids were very little, we would have them color a picture, and then we would decide who we were going to send it to, we would pray for that person and write a little note on it that just said, we're praying for you, and we sent it through the mail. Or, you know, making cookies for policemen, firemen, for community workers, collecting money for a local family or for a charity, the glow track packs, just, you know, ADRA or supporting a missionary, little things at home, in your church, in your community. You can incorporate this stuff into adventures and pathfinders and Sabbath school and holidays, birthdays, everything. Just little things that you're constantly doing to make it a lifestyle so that it becomes a part of who your kids are, so that it becomes a part of who you are. One thing I wanted to mention is that I have a website. It's findingjoyforeternity.com.
Okay.
And you can find, there's a blog, lots of blog posts there with lots of different ideas for sharing Jesus, just lots of inspiration and encouragement. You can find free downloads there that you can use for glow track packs. Just lots of little things that you can do that aren't hard, that aren't expensive, but will help build a lifestyle of serving Jesus.
Wow, that's awesome. I know I've been to your website, and I've often, there's been several times in the last year that I've linked it in our podcast to really encourage parents to share Jesus and start small. And I love that, how you say, you know, just start small, start with that little thing, but then to eventually just keep adding more so that the fabric of our lives is serving Jesus and helping others. And that's going to affect our kids. That is so awesome. So the website again is findingjoyforeternity.com, right?
Findingjoy4eternity.com.
Good, good. Well, any last words that you guys have or anything last that you want to share before we wrap this up?
I wish I knew the quote specifically, but it's an Ellen White quote, and I read it not that long ago, and it said something about just crowd as many good works as you can into the day. And I just thought, you know, that is amazing. That's exactly what all of us should be doing, no matter if we work outside of the home, whether we work inside the home with our family, as church members, that's what we should be doing, finding as many good things as we can do to serve the Lord and to serve others. And so that is just how we want to live.
Yeah, it is. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. And we are excited to hear how others are inspired by this and how they want to share Jesus. So boys and girls, moms and dads, if you're listening and you're inspired by this and you go and do something to share Jesus with others, can you write to me and tell me about it? Because I want to hear what you end up doing. So go ahead and write to me at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. That's seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. And I look forward to hearing how you are going to share Jesus with others. We're so glad you joined us today. If you want to find more programs and activities, go to our website, startingwithjesus.com. Don't forget to start each and every day with Jesus.